From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan promised Monday to expand Ankara's military operations against more Kurdish strongholds in Syria. He spoke after his forces ousted Kurds from their enclave in Afrin. Erdogan said Turkish forces would target the Syrian city of Manbij, along with Ain al-Arab, also known as Kobani, and other towns along the Turkish-Syrian border to the east of the Euphrates River. The expanded fight could lead to conflict with the United States, a NATO ally. The border region is controlled by U.S.-backed Syrian Kurdish forces, with U.S. troops stationed there. A Syrian government minister on Monday said some rebels in eastern Ghouta may soon agree to withdraw from the opposition enclave or accept rule by the Syrian state. The Syrian army has been making major advances into the area. Syrian government forces have splintered eastern Ghouta into three separate zones during a month-long assault to crush the last major opposition stronghold near Damascus. South Korean prosecutors say they've requested an arrest warrant for former President Lee Myung-bak over corruption allegations. Lee was a conservative who served from 2008 to 2013. He's just the latest South Korean leader to be entangled in scandals or other problems after leaving office. South Korean media say Seoul Central District Court will likely decide whether to issue an arrest warrant by Wednesday night at the earliest. Lee denies any wrongdoing. The allegations against him include a claim that Samsung bought a presidential pardon in 2009 for its chairman. This is VOA News. The top U.S. military commander in Afghanistan, General John Nicholson, said Monday that a combination of religious, social, diplomatic, and military pressure will be applied to the Taliban this year to force them to try to start negotiating for peace in the war-torn country. He spoke to a group of journalists in Kabul. The UNA chief Mark Lowcock says humanitarian needs have doubled in Congo over the last year as a result of conflict.
13 million people need humanitarian assistance. More than 4.6 million children are acutely malnourished, including 2.2 million suffering severe acute malnutrition.
Lowcock told the UN Security Council on Monday that the Congo is also experiencing, quote, mushrooming epidemics, including the worst outbreak of cholera in 15 years. He also said there's an epidemic of sexual violence, most of it unreported and unaddressed, and much of it against children. Pope Francis on Monday said exploitation of women for prostitution is a, quote, crime against humanity. He asked society to forgive Catholic men who use prostitutes. VOA correspondent Mil Arcega reports.
The Pope made his frank comments in a remarkable freewheeling question and answer question with young people from around the world who came to Rome to prepare for a bishop's meeting scheduled for October at the Vatican. Prostitutes, most of them victims of human trafficking from Nigeria, other African countries, and Eastern Europe, are found at night on the streets of Rome's periphery and around parks. Francis said sexual exploitation of women stemmed from a, quote, sick mentality embedded in many people. Mil Arcega, VOA News.
The Philippines took a step on Monday toward making divorce legal. The lower house of Congress approved a bill that lets people dissolve marriages. The approval came despite opposition from the president and bishops in the mainly Roman Catholic country. Investigators say the bomb that exploded late Sunday in Austin, in Texas, was set off by a tripwire and was, quote, more sophisticated than three previous bombs that exploded earlier this month. Officials say two men, both in their early 20s, were seriously injured in the latest explosion to rock the capital of the southwestern American state. The police chief of the city, Brian Manley, said both victims suffered significant injuries in the incident but were in stable condition in a hospital. He said investigators have seen similarities in the device that exploded last night and the other three devices that exploded in Austin earlier this month. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Jones, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.